Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's Pro-Life Perspective co-host, Olivia Gans.
Once again today on our show, Pro-Life Perspective, we are joined by Mrs. Mary Spalding Balsh. She is the director of the Department of State Legislation here at National Right to Life, a very intelligent attorney who uses her background and skills to help our state affiliates craft and move forward with truly protective legislation. And Mary, we were talking yesterday about how in the process of keeping the baby at the center of the debate, we look around ourselves at circumstances that teach us about what's really happening as a result of Roe v. Wade and what abortion now looks like in our culture to actually sometimes frame where legislation can go with regard to protection. And when you look at Roe v. Wade, we are looking at massive changes in what Americans know now or understand about the unborn since Roe v. Wade. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I would say that, you know, today's scientific understanding of the unborn child is not that of what was known in 1973. As I indicated before, that it wasn't until 1975 that neonatology became a specialty. Well, once it became a specialty and the unborn child was a patient, they started using ultrasound technology, and that gave them a window to the womb where they were actually able to see that unborn child in real time. And that allowed them to discover some things that they did not know about that unborn child before. For instance, they would find out if the baby had spina bifida, and that would be a problem that they might be able to address pre-birth. And that opened up a new specialty of fetal surgery. And when they did fetal surgery, they were able to learn a lot more about that unborn child. One of the things that they did realize, and again, this is in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, that when they were doing fetal surgery on that unborn child, that the unborn child would react to painful stimuli.
It's extraordinary what we did not know as recently as the 1960s, and now we have such a wealth of information. I think many pro-lifers listening to the show, when we talk about fetal surgery, may remember seeing the picture that Michael Clancy took of little baby Samuel reaching out from the womb during fetal surgery that was being performed to save his life, and the extraordinary power of that image, seeing this person communicate with the doctor at that moment who was actually doing the surgery. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that phenomenon that this is still a debate about someone and that the science is taking us to a better understanding of who that little someone is.
Well, with the advent of ultrasound, we now can see that unborn child. We have the pictures of the ultrasound image on our refrigerators. We know that unborn child. We can see that unborn child before he or she is born. This is something that science has now... These tools have been given to us, and they are a window to the womb.
Now, when you talk about the knowledge that fetal surgery indicated that there was pain, really, there are studies all over the place now that are helping to verify the unborn child does feel pain. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are several studies that show that when an unborn child is given some sort of painful stimuli, that that unborn child will recoil away from the painful stimuli. He or she will also have a stress hormone released that is indicative of pain. These are physical manifestations of pain in an unborn child who's not able to communicate with us that he or she is actually feeling pain. But these are...
And now when surgery like this is performed, because of that, there's actually an anesthesiologist who specializes just in looking after the child himself in the womb, correct?
That's correct. That's another new development. We now have fetal anesthesiologists.
So, my friends, there is so much we can do. You pay attention to the facts, and we'll teach you how you can look to help.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.